WBSM presents Brian's Beat with Brian Thomas, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, Brian Thomas.
Ding, ding, ding. Good afternoon. Good evening. Guess it's looking more like evening right now as it darkens up over Fairhaven. How you doing on this Thursday? I'm Brian. Welcome to Brian's Beat, the original show born at the apex of freedom, entrepreneurship, and nomadism. I said ding, 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 which is something that I say quite often, but in this particular case, ding, ding, ding stands for Philip Ng, who is the general manager of the MBTA. He is the interim head of MassDOT, the Department of Transportation. As you know, the woman who was thinking about the tolls, she kind of threw in the towel. So now Ng is going to take his high marks from the MBTA over to MassDOT. You know, this state, I have to really wonder about where we're going to end up next. 508-996-0500 on this date, October 16th. It is National Learn a Word Day. And the word, kind of two words, No Kings. I've heard so much about No Kings rally that's coming up on Saturday. I've just heard a lot of No Kings today. So I looked up, what exactly is No Kings? I think we all know what No Kings is, so I'm not even going to go down that road. Brigham Young University opened its doors on this date in 1875. Guess who else opened up, or at least opened up the company? Walt Disney. The Walt Disney Company created in 1923 on this very date. The Brian's Beat quote of the day. As more intelligent computer assistance comes into being, it will amplify human progress. As more intelligent computer assistance comes into being, it will amplify human progress. Doesn't say anything about how many people might end up out of a job. That quote from Paul Allen. In case you don't know who Paul Allen is, he made a whole bunch. He became a billionaire as a co-founder of Microsoft. He and Bill Gates were partners. Bill made more money, but Paul, you know, Paul was in the top 10 as far as richest people in the United States there for, let's say, in the 1990s. He was right up there. And he took some of his billions and bought a Major League Baseball team, the Seattle Mariners. Paul Allen died a few years ago. Seemingly a pretty nice guy, but I got to tell you, it will amplify human progress. Yeah, human progress right out of the workforce. At any rate, if you'd like to join us on the program today, you're more than welcome to do so at 508-996-0500. I think I'm going to start here. There are a couple of things that I want to bring in. I've got some house cleaning to do, but a couple of things that I want to bring up first. I don't know if you're interested. Of course you're interested. I'm bringing it up. No, seriously. Woman friend. No, that's not the one I wanted to go to first. This is the one I wanted to go to first. I just saw this. It makes you shake your head about where we're going next. And also, it lets us know that our friends up north, they're feeling the pinch too, or also. A Canadian Airlines has decided they are not going to charge extra money for a seat that reclines. Yeah. A seat that, you know, those, it's not like those seats really go back that far anyway. But if you want a seat that reclines, get ready to dig a little bit deeper or to take a little bit more money off the plastic. Unbelievable. The airlines is known as WestJet. So I just made a little note. I'm not flying them. Of course, if WestJet does it, how long will it be before Southwest does it, or JetBlue does it, or American Airlines? You know, if one airline starts it and they seemingly get away with it, guess what? The others do the same thing. Go back about 15 years. Go back about 15 years. Nobody was charging any money for baggage. Then all of a sudden, I don't even remember which airline it was. They started charging for baggage. Almost every airline right now charges you extra money for a couple of bags or for one bag. I think it was, which one did I come back on? Was it American Airlines? They charged for one of the bags. Southwest, when I went out to California, they didn't charge any money for the baggage. And I had two bags because I had a tuxedo. And then I had my regular bag that I had my clothes and stuff in. I didn't get any charge on the way back. I was able to drop off the tuxedo in California, so I only had one bag on the way back. And I think they charge $35 or $40 for a bag. Not because of the weight of the bag, just because of the bag. I was ripping. I was thinking, where the hell is Southwest when I need them? Unfortunately, they weren't there when I needed them. So be that as it may. So I wanted to let you know about that. Here's the other thing. So I don't know how you voted last November on the question dealing with MCAS. I was one of those that voted to stop MCAS as a graduation requirement. Well, as you know, the Healey administration, you know, she brought together all these whiz kids and they've been thinking about it for almost a year now. And one of the draft recommendations is considering an end of course state administered test. Read that plural, because how many courses do you take? English, mathematics, history, science. Did I leave out a few? So, end of year course administered, state administered test for high school people. If you want to graduate, it looks like it's going to get even tougher or dumber than MCAS. You know, I look at it from the standpoint that is just one more reason for folks to think, hey, you know what? We really don't need this system. It is crushing. No matter what we, the people, seem to do, they, government folk, seem to want to try to one-up. And you know what? The sad reality is, really sad reality. Our tax dollars pay these whiz kids to sit down and conjure up ways to screw us left and right. Aren't you sick of it? Haven't you just gotten to your wit's end? 508-996-0500. All right. So that part about woman friend, let's get to that. Because I think I had a caller last evening. I know I had a caller last evening that wanted to talk about it today. I can be a gel, and I was on this one. But I was at my son's house today, and we were talking, and I asked him, I said, did you get a rebate last year on your electricity bill from Eversource? And He kind of looked it up. And his now wife, she said, oh, yeah, we did get that rebate. And I said, okay, I guess the people did get the rebate. And I said, you know what? I said I was going to look it up, and I didn't. So prior to the show, I reached out to Woman Friend, and I said, hey, do you recall if you received a $50 rebate from Eversource sometime between March and May? And she responded right away. She goes, yes, I did. So I guess people did get the rebate. So let's see. Let's see. You got $50 back sometime between April and May. Or you didn't really get it back. You got a $50 credit. So sometime between May, June, July, August, September, you ate up that $50. And now we're getting ready to go into November. We're halfway through this month. November, the rates are going to start to go up. And no matter how much Governor Healey is pleading with the Department of Public Utilities to go over these bills, cut. Do you think they're going to make any cuts? Yeah, that's how I feel. So that's out there for you. If you had a chance to look, by all means, let me know. You'll pardon the aha. No, don't pardon it. I don't want to pardon. And I don't want to, I kind of told you so or anything like that. Did you, Mike Roberts had it in his news. It's something that I was reading on SouthCoastToday.com, which is the Standard Times, about this guy who was willing to get himself arrested, thrown into jail so he could keep up his business of selling drugs. The war on drugs, I don't want to say it's taken a new step, because my guess is this is someone who got caught, intentionally caught, so he can go to jail to sell drugs. Now, my guess is he's going to be watched all the time. And while he's being watched, there'll be other people dealing drugs behind bars. The war on drugs has done nothing whatsoever, except eat up your money and my money for something that cannot be defeated, because nobody is making a willing attempt. And I don't mean pressuring folks. I don't mean throwing them behind bars. But nobody is working on stopping the appetite, the American population, for whatever reason, wants to do drugs. I don't know. Maybe there's a lot of pressure on us. But it's our appetite for the drugs that allows the drug dealers to say, hey, there is a market over here, and we're going to serve that market. 508-996-0500. Thank you for your patience, and good evening.
Hi, good evening.
Hi. Oh, there we go again. Hi. See what I mean? I'm telling you, the appetite for the drugs.
Just terrible.
You want some? I got some for you. What do you want to take tonight? Come on.
Just a little something
right here.
Yeah. I could use some.
Hey.
Okay. So yes. I went into my filing cabinet. I found one of the two bills. I had to, this is crazy. I know, it's so silly. I had to make a whole new filing cabinet.
You had to make a new filing cabinet?
Yes, because because my husband said to keep 4 years. I said that all last night, blah, blah, blah. So what I did last year, and I forgot, is that I took all the new bills from Moore Haley's with this wind turbine and all this renewable energy, and I started a separate filing cabinet. But so I did find my my rebate. I got $25 back. I can't find the other bill, but I didn't get $50 all in one bill. Like, I don't know. Did everybody get $50?
That's what I'm hearing. People got a $50 credit.
No, I got $25. And when I get the other bill, I'll look. But, I mean, did everybody get it? Like, all off of one bill? Or did they get it, like, $25 here for electric?
I don't know. I did not ask. Both my son and woman friend stated a $50 credit. So I'm reading that as they're going to take that off your next bill, but I really don't know the nickels and dimes of it.
Right, right. Well, that's kind of like what I'm curious about at the moment. I don't know because I'm an apartment person and not a homeowner. I don't know
that should matter. You pay for your electricity.
It shouldn't make a difference, right? Because I got charged way more. I got charged as if I was living in a house.
They don't like you.
Honestly, they hate me. Mm. And you know what, Brian? When I went to go pay my bill that day, when I talked to you, I called into Tim's show. They shut my electric off the same day I was going to pay my bill. Honest to God, I got off the phone with them at 11:30. I was so excited. I told you, oh, I'm going to go pay my gas bill, my electric bill, blah, 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 right? So, and then they're so busy. And I tell, when I called Tim Shaw, I told everybody, you guys got to be careful because what they're doing now, they literally will put you on hold for 3 to 4 hours. They'll say, do you want to call back? You won't lose your place. Well, guess what? They're not going to call you back. And they won't call you back till one of the employees in this state is after 6, which means they've already came and did what they did. But I was lucky that day for that. I said, what are you talking about? It's off. It's only 2:30. What did you run to my place and shut it off while I was gone? I wanted to go see a movie afterwards. That's all right. And then I put myself on the callback list. I waited and I said, let me just sit in the car for now. It's not going to kill me. It wasn't hot. It was, you know, one of beautiful Indian summer days. And they called me back and she said, it's already off. And I said, how can it already be off? What are you people crazy? Come back and put it on. And then she told me, I got to shut all this off and off. I said, first of all, I'm not shutting off the whole circuit breaker because one of those control my heating. I'm not shutting my gas pilot off. I said, when he gets there, have him call me and then show me which ones to shut off. So don't you know I said.
So they had to sit, they had to physically send somebody to your place to shut it off?
Here.
Yeah.
They didn't send anybody.
No, they can do it right there at the office.
Turn it back on.
Yeah.
They shut it off literally within an hour, hour and a half, obviously, from the time. But you have a full business day. Not anymore, people. That full business day to them doesn't even count. But here's the thing.
Full business day for what?
To pay a bill.
Well, whatever day they tell you that they're going to shut it off, they're going to come out that day and wherever you are in the rotation.
You have a full business day.
Says
who? Listen, Brian, I talked to them. I asked her, what do I do with this? She said, when you get it, you call us back. Okay. Period.
Where's the full business day coming from?
Because everybody, legally, that's the way it was, Brian. It was always that way. Okay, always. You had till 5. They close at 6. Don't wait till 6, obviously. But you can go and pay. And then you call them in like she told me. Just call us in. Give us the bill payment number. There's like a bunch of numbers you give them. And that's that. And I said, great. So here I am. I get off the phone, literally what you tell you what I'm going to go do. And by 2 o'clock, they already shut it off.
Well, I'm going to, only because I saw this happen to some of my tenants. You can go to a pay, what is that store? up on the avenue?
I go to Walmart.
Okay, well, okay, so you go to Walmart. Just because you've gone to Walmart doesn't mean that Walmart system has clicked over in this particular case to EverSource.
No, but you get a confirmation number on the page.
Okay, so you've got that, but unless you give it to somebody over at EverSource, you were giving it to them, but you were already turned off.
You're not listening to me. You're not listening. She told me what to do. I did it. By 1:30, I called in. They're so backed in phone lines. They said, don't lose your place. We'll call you back in an hour. By the time they called me back in an hour, they had already shut it off.
Well, that's,
and I said, how can you do that when you told me what to go do? And here I am with the pay number from the receipt that you need. So this is what I'm trying to tell everybody. Don't get caught in that mess, because it's a mess. And I was panicking that night. I was running around looking for a phone charger because the last storm, I didn't recharge all my phone chargers.
But you went to the movies.
No, I never went to the movies because I sat in my freaking car. I didn't want to miss that callback. Don't you understand? You're not a good listener today.
I am a good listener. I'm sitting, but you'll pardon me for laughing about this, but I'm listening to you, and I mean, you're all over the place with this, you know that?
No, I'm not. It's a really simple story to follow. Yeah. I just didn't want to go into the movies after I did that because I can't get through because they said the volume of calls, you don't want to lose your place, we'll call you back in an hour, and I clicked one yes. So I said, let me sit in my car because I refuse, you know, like, who wants to be that one person that misses the call because you're in a movie cinema or something. You know what I mean? I don't want nothing to say I didn't get that call. But as it is, when I got the call back, they had already shut it up. And I'm like, how could you have done that from 11:30 to 2:00?
They can. They can.
Well, they did, and that's really tricky.
Okay.
So listen.
No. We've gone on for quite some time.
Well,
save it for another time. Save it for another time.
Constellation, the increase from the city of New Bedford. I thought you wanted to go over
there. I don't have time now. We've had such a enthralling conversation dealing with your power going on. All I wanted to know is what you told me near the beginning, that you got a rebate, but it doesn't seem like it was $50. Look, not a rebate, a credit.
Yes.
All right. I mean, so the next bill, the next bill afterwards, they would hopefully show that credit for $25 or $50.
Right.
All right.
The next bill, with my new filing.
We're set.
Well, Ryan, I said I was going to call you in.
Yes, you did, but I didn't think we were going to go on as long as we did about this.
Okay, all right, whatever.
We'll do it again. Listen, you're the one who stands in front of my window with food. All right, I'll talk to you later. Thank you. Have a good one. 508-996-0500 to get on to the program today. Thank you for your patience.
Wow. So just something for Steady to know. If she is a senior citizen and she lives alone, she can be protected from shutoff all year round. You have to call them up and tell them you're a senior citizen and that you live by yourself, and they will protect your account from being shut off ever.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
So
that's something they don't really advertise. How did you find out about it?
No, they do not. But my mother was elderly, and I had to do it for her at one point. And they said, as long as they're elderly and they live by themselves and not somebody else living with them, you know, to help out with the bills or whatever, then you can get protected from shut off, and not just for the winter, for the whole time.
So I want to be clear on this. If you are elderly, do you have to live alone?
Yes, you have to live alone.
So in other words, you can't have two elderly people, a husband, wife, sister, brother, whatever.
I don't believe so. And they said, you live alone. She lives alone. And they said, okay, then... and she was a senior citizen, and she was elderly, and she lived alone. So that, and I think Steady meets that criteria. So, and I'm surprised that woman wouldn't have said that to her on the phone, but maybe she didn't know her situation either.
You just passed on information I had no knowledge of. Maybe Steady doesn't know it. Now she does. and now she can act upon it. But wow, that.
Please tell her not to call me and tell me what happened, though.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, bye.
508-996-0500. I did not know that. I don't live alone, so I guess it doesn't really matter in my case. You imagine in the motorhome, you can't turn off my electricity. 508-996-0500. A couple of other things before we go into our break. I don't know how this is going to end. I am going to be a betting man like I like to do. And I am willing to bet President Trump has thrown down a veiled threat to take the World Cup soccer games out of Foxborough because he's taking a tinter-tanter, a tantrum over Michelle Wu, Boston's mayor, talking about how she's not a good person. And she might be a good, she might not be a good, you know, I don't know. But the World Cup soccer games, they're supposed to be played in Foxborough at Gillette Stadium, which is, give or take a couple of miles, about 30 miles outside of the city. Now, one could make a really graspy statement and say, well, you know what? The soccer players that are coming in from all over the world, they have to fly into Logan International Airport, which is in Boston. And then they have to make their way from Boston outside of the city. So something could happen to them in the city of Boston. Yeah, something could, really. And who knows, those athletes, they might decide on an off day. Hey, I think I want to check out Paul Revere's house. Or do they really have Revere sugar? I'd like to do the Freedom Trail. Yeah, I can see that. That's always a possibility. But these games are in Foxborough. But more important, they're in Foxborough at Gillette Stadium. And you know who the owner of Gillette Stadium is? Robert Kraft. And more importantly, Robert Kraft is a friend of Trump's. So my guess is, worst case scenario, Bob Kraft has to give a few ducats into the Trump campaign, or maybe it's to the Trump library or to the Trump bust up there on, what's that place in South Dakota where all the dead presidents are up there? You know that? Mount Rushmore, yeah. So Bob Kraft might have to give a little money to keep the games at Foxborough. But I don't believe that the World Cup soccer games won't be played in Foxborough. You know, it's easy for the press. Yeah, I'm going to take them away from Boston because, well, you know, there's a lot of crime going on in the city of Boston, which there is crime. There is not a lot of crime. But the fact of the matter is these games are about 30 miles south of that. So don't put out the folks of Foxborough. Don't put out the folks of Massachusetts. But Bob Kraft, he is crafty. He will hedge his bet. And he will hedge his bet that says, look, I might have to give a mill or two just to ensure that the game, you know, that's kind of like protection money. That's protecting the games to make sure these games are played at Foxborough, because guess who makes money on the concessions? Guess who makes money on the tickets? Our company and our country operating like a company. It's for sale.
Thinking is the hardest work there is, which is the probable reason so few people engage in it. Thinking is the hardest work there is, which is the probable reason so few people engage in it.
This is WBSM.
Post Crispy Critters.
the one and only cereal that comes in the shape of animals.
Get Post Crispy Critters.
The one and only cereal that comes in the shape of animals.
Here's what's happening this weekend on Town Square Sunday. We've got news about the Sea Glass Theater Company. We'll speak with artistic director Patrice Tiedemann about the history of the theater group and two upcoming performances on October 25th and 26th titled And the Beat Goes On, 100 Years of Cabaret Music. Also, New Bedford Light columnist Jack Spillane stops by with his thoughts about the New Bedford preliminary election. A few surprises there. And Jack has finally unraveled the mystery surrounding longevity pay for elected officials in New Bedford. Been going on for 35 years. I'm Jim Phillips. Join me every Sunday morning at 6 and 11 for Town Square Sunday, 1420 WBSM, 99.5 FM.
Low-cost air helps you find the best airfares, foreign and domestic. Low-cost air, 800-221-6085. Low-cost air, 800-221-6085.
Back to Brian's Beat.
San Francisco, Chicago, New York, Los Angeles. They're very unsafe places, and we're going to straighten them out one by one.
But he didn't say Boston. So let the games begin next year, but let the games begin, the World Cup games, which are scheduled for next year. 508-996-0500. And I don't know the answer to this. Did the Pentagon ever come up with the necessary money to pay the troops? Remember, the president asked at the beginning of the week for the Pentagon to come up with some scratch to make sure that the men and women in uniform are paid, because otherwise they would not get a paycheck on the 15th. Well, today is the 16th, and I listen and I watch news, but I don't recall hearing a story yesterday stating that our military did or did not get paid. So I'm asking if somebody knows, and you know, please, not one of those every time we got paid. Did they get paid yesterday? Because I've got a bad feeling that if our men and women in uniform are not getting paid, that they're going to stage a blue flu. And you might say, well, they can't do that. It's our military. Imagine what it must be like on that submarine right now. Well, we got a little food left over. But my wife said the check didn't come. Our account doesn't have the money. How are we supposed to pay our rent? Take this thing up. I'm getting off. The folks in the submarines, folks on ships, they don't have much of a choice. But if you are stationed in the United States, and many of our Army, many of our Air Force, they are indeed stationed in the United States. What? How would you feel if, you know, we go by this month, and who knows what's going to happen come November 15th? But if there's nothing resolved here, how would you feel if the air traffic controllers decided, look, I can't keep coming to work without getting paid. I've got to make money for my family. I got to pay the mortgage or the rent. I guess this could really be some serious you-know-what. Frankly, I'm not really missing a lot of what government supposedly does. But could it ever get to a point down the road where Social Security checks aren't coming out? I bring this up because I guess the Republicans held another vote today in the Senate and nothing got resolved. And I'm not sitting here saying that the Republicans are wrong or the Democrats are wrong. Frankly, I do believe that the Democrats are asking for, I know the Democrats are asking for things that I personally do not want. But at the same time, I remember George Bush, the first one, H.W., read my lips, no new taxes. And his downfall was he ended up raising taxes. Now, there were a few other things that the economy started to falter. But we're talking about a guy who a couple of years prior got us successfully in and out of Iraq and Kuwait. And he was viewed as a hero at that particular time. It was odd to hear him throughout the campaign that he ran successfully against, I think, Governor Dukakis. And then he ended up raising taxes, and that was his fall, in my book. So I bring this up because Donald Trump, you know, he's a gambler too. He's hedging a bet. He's got the Republicans in a very thorny position right now. This is the government shutdown, and if it doesn't pan the way that the president wants, that's a couple of more notches for the Democrats in the 2026 election. And I'm speaking not for what I want, because I really don't want the Democrats in control, but there is a track record of how this kind of stuff works. And the Republicans aren't doing much right now except listening to what Donald Trump says. And if you can take the temperature of the nation, not just callers to WBSM, but take a call of the nation, even in some of the red states, you've got a lot of farmers right now that are really peeved. And rightly so, because they can't sell their soybeans to China. And to double down on that, not only can they not sell their soybeans to China, the Chinese are going to be buying the soybeans from, guess where? Argentina. Argentina. Why? Well, for one thing, we're trying to bail out Argentina. Look, I like Milei because of the fact that he is libertarian. But the economy down there is starting to sputter. And if it wasn't sputtering, they wouldn't need $20 billion. And so they're getting $20 billion. They are now going to be able to lower their cost and price to China. China is getting soybeans at a great price. And what is happening to that farmer in Iowa, Nebraska, Kansas, all the places where soybean is sold on the commercial market? Missouri. Don't want to forget that state. So I come back to the original question. Doesn't look like there is a government shutdown that's stopping anytime soon. But does anybody know if the Pentagon was able to come up with the necessary money to pay our men and women in uniform. Now, I think the Coast Guard probably comes under the Department of Transportation, but we still have the Air Force, the Army, the Marines, which are part of the Navy, and those that are in the National Guard. They still get paid. Or did they? 508-996-0500. I can't help but wonder what the heck is going on. And I suppose you can't have a government shutdown without shutting down the money. And then, oh, and speaking of the shutdown, I guess the courts kind of shut down the president, saying that he can't fire workers during the government shutdown. Whew. Can anybody really explain this? I know I can't. Hello.
Brian, they did pay the military today, I believe.
Today, okay.
They took it the 15th and they got it the 16th. So.
At least they got it.
Yep. Yep, they got paid. To me, why doesn't, even if, say we go another 2 weeks, even if we pretend there's no money, okay? Because there's still money coming into the government, let's be honest. They're still making lots of money. So what if Trump was just to keep paying the military? What's the worst that could happen? It'll go to court. You're a bad boy, Donald. Don't do that. There's no way the American people are going to stand for us not paying our military. You know, so I think it's a, you know, it's all a game.
So let's back that up just a little bit, because
sure.
you stated Donald Trump paying them. Donald Trump doesn't have his hands on the money.
Yeah, but Donald Trump can call his friend over at the Treasury Department and say, pay these guys, and they do it. I mean,
I think Congress controls the purse strings.
Yeah, but we have a president who has no real, no reins on him. He's not going to get reelected. That's not going to happen. So he's not worried about reelection.
According to him, we don't have to worry about an election anymore.
Well, don't listen to him. Yeah. That's your first problem.
This is your words, not mine.
I like him. I voted for him. I vote for him again. But, you know, you got to use your brain, and you take half of what he says as the gospel, and the other stuff is just blather. But, you know, who knows? Who knows where we'll go with it? But just going back, I don't see why, what the big deal is. If Trump could just say, pay him, keep paying him. What's anybody going to do? They're not going to throw him in jail. They're not going to impeach him.
And he has the wherewithal to get to the money. That is what I'm getting at. You know, you're saying pay him, and the guy over at the Treasury Department is the Treasury Department, but they don't have their hands on the money. That's more, if anybody has hands on the money, it would be the Office of Management and Budget, and they don't.
Yeah, but Trump appoints the guy there, or the woman.
I understand that, but you have to... So you appoint somebody, somebody's got to give you the money in order for you to dole it out. And that money would have to come from Congress.
I hear you, but I still think that if he was just to say, pay these people, okay? And there's, you know, there's money sitting in various accounts, no doubt. What if he wrote a rubber check? I mean, you know what I'm saying? I know. What if he did?
You're bringing up a good point. What if he did?
Yeah.
Except for one thing. So somebody writes Donald Trump writes a check. Where does he deposit it?
Nowhere, because he's got assistance. But he puts it in the bank, of course. Like everybody else.
But you see, you have to have access to every military person's account.
So we have that.
We
have that because that's how they get paid.
That's it, yes, but you have to have access to that bank in order for them to get paid. You have to have access to everybody's digits. Do you see what I'm saying? So the guys in the submarine, they got to let somebody know, okay, here's my banking information, because your money is over here. It's not in this bank to automatically be doled out.
Well, right. It's, but the dole out, the The government sends out a chunk of cash on whatever day, probably a couple of days before the payday, and then the banks just deal it out to the people. So as long as the banks are getting their money from the federal government, you know, what does it matter?
Because they still need to know the banking information.
Well, they have that on file. You give that, probably your first day in the military, you give them your banking information so they can pay you.
So think about this. Hold on. Think about this. Yeah. Who's working in that department in order for people to give that information to the bank? They're all off the work right now.
So Trump pulls a few people back and gets it done.
Okay. You know what? I hear what you're saying. I don't know. You know, you're going to pull those people back. They're not going to get paid. Why do you think they're going to walk back?
There's plenty of people that would do it to help the troops. I mean, let's be honest.
I am being honest.
I would. Okay. I would have no
problem. Okay, well, there you go. You would. But yeah. Are you them?
50% of people voted for Trump.
So I think more than 50% of people voted for him, yeah. But I don't know how many people are voting for him today. That what happened a year ago is not where we are today.
I agree with you there.
Yeah.
I agree with you there. But I just think if Trump wanted to make it happen and wanted to force the government to pay, he could do it, and there's no recourse really against Trump.
Gotcha. Hey, all right, man. Thanks for the call.
Take care. I do appreciate it.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. All right. Hey, we got to wrap up things. Great night tonight. Thanks.
I would unite with anybody to do right and with nobody to do wrong.
WBSM.
Everything's better with Blue Bonnet on.
Bonus.
Call 508-996-0500. Back to Brian's Beat.
That's right, Joe. Only certain people have access to those accounts. 51